AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Worries about the financial situation in Greece had investors worried in New York. The closing bell just sounded on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished down about 280 points. Greece and its creditors are still struggling to find a deal that can keep the country from defaulting on its debt. One investor says Greece's day of reckoning is coming. It's a sad day in the Catholic Church in Chicago.
Our beloved Cardinal Francis George passed away today at 10:45 a.m. at his residence.
The announcement was made by George's successor, Archbishop Blaise Supich. George led the bishop's fight against President Obama's health care law and played a key role in the church's response to the clergy sex abuse scandal. Cardinal Francis George was 78. President Obama is leaving open the possibility of creative negotiations in response to the demand from Iran to lift sanctions as part of a nuclear deal. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
The president says the timing of sanctions relief and how to snap them back in place if Iran breaches the deal will be hashed out in upcoming talks.
There are a lot of different mechanisms and ways to do that.
As he met with Italy's president, Obama told reporters his Secretary of State will seek language that satisfies core U.S. demands, but that can also be sold to hardliners in Tehran.
It'll require some creative negotiations by John Kerry and others, and I'm confident we'll be successful.
Critics don't share that confidence and say there can be no deal lifting sanctions up front. Mark Smith at the White House.
A large car bomb exploded next to the U.S. consulate in Erbil in northern Iraq. Police say three people were killed. U.S. officials said there were no American casualties or casualties among consulate personnel or guards. A 17-year-old has been convicted of first-degree murder in the shooting death of an Australian college baseball player in Oklahoma. This is AP Radio News. President Obama and his former Secretary of State are facing criticism from Republican presidential hopefuls in New Hampshire. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is there.
As the first in the nation GOP summit got underway, there was criticism of Hillary Rodham Clinton from former New York Governor George Pataki.
She doesn't have a growth agenda. She doesn't have a positive agenda. She's going to try to frighten people.
Former Texas Governor Rick Perry, meanwhile, touted his executive experience and said the president's lack of it has hurt the country.
Economically, militarily, and foreign policy-wise, we're paying a tremendous price.
Perry says he's been studying up on the issues and won't make the same mistakes as he did 4 years ago if he decides to run again. Jerry Bodlander, Nashua, New Hampshire.
TV's longest-running variety show, Univision's Sabato Gigante, is going off the air after 53 years. The show remains number one on Saturday nights among Hispanics in the U.S. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.